The Jackson Hole Symposium is one of the most important conferences for economists and central banking officials from around the world. And it was even more closely watched this year as record inflation continues to hurt the U.S. economy. The activists came to deliver a clear message to Fed leaders.
We would like to see stronger action from the Fed influencing the banks on limiting their fossil fuel financing.
Emily Park is an organizer with 350.org's Fossil Free Federal Reserve campaign. She says the Fed should use its power to discourage banks from investing in fossil fuels and encourage investment in the communities hardest hit by climate change. That includes low-income Americans and people of color. Patricia Garcia Nelson is a Colorado-based advocate with the organization Green Latinos.
Who are you fighting for? I am here fighting for my son. I am here fighting for the 1.6 billion Latinos across the United States that live within a half mile of an oil and gas operation.
Members of the Jackson Hole chapter of the National Youth Sunrise Movement for Climate Action also joined in Thursday's protest. Organizers Miles Yazzolino and Anna Kerr reflected on the origins of the Jackson Hole conference and recent local impacts of climate change.
So the Federal Reserve started having this meeting here in Jackson in 1982. In their literature, they were like, D.C. is so hot this time of year, it's miserable. So they decided to move to Jackson for the symposium because you could still fish. It was cold enough to still fish the waters. Beautiful place.
But what they came here to enjoy, the hiking, the fishing, the beautiful lakes and mountain views, are unfortunately changing. Just last summer, smoke from the historic fires and wildfires in California and the Pacific Northwest completely masked the Tetons. Sweltering heat and ongoing drought depleted streams and river levels, and fishing was required to stop by early afternoon.
While the activists weren't allowed to congregate or demonstrate inside the lodge, Park of 350.org said she hoped their presence will remind the academics and bureaucrats inside that everyday Americans are, in her words, more than data points on a spreadsheet.
We are real people suffering real economic consequences, and we are going to be suffering even more than we already are the financial effects of the climate crisis. And there is no greater threat to the stability of our financial system than the climate crisis.
For his part, Fed Chair Jerome Powell seemed to acknowledge the pain Americans are feeling from inflation. He used the word twice in his speech at the conference Friday, according to CNN. Analysts interpreted Powell's speech to mean that the Fed is willing to raise interest rates again next month in order to rein in rising costs. Activists would like to see the Fed follow the lead of some of its peer institutions like the European Central Bank, which already factor climate risk into their monetary policy.
Buddy, you're a bad man, doing all that fracking, tearing up the land, dealing in tar sands. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. We'll be kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will stop you.
For KHOL and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kyle Mackey in Jackson, Wyoming.